Today, I'm Meg Robertson with the Mass Commission for the Blind Orientation Mobility Department. Today, for our Mobility Minutes, we're going to be talking about face masks again. As you've heard, that there was a statewide face mask covering order which went into effect as of May 6. Face coverings are required at all times when outside or waiting in line outside a grocery store, pharmacies, or other stores, using transit services, even those like taxi, Uber, and Lyft, and other public transit, or you're in a closed or semi-enclosed transit stop or waiting area. In any other area that the six-foot distancing, social distancing cannot be maintained. Face masks can be scarves, bandanas, or anything that can be arranged to cover your mouth and nose without slipping off your face. I expect this requirement to be here with us for a while, so you will need a mask. We've, at the O&M department, had developed some tips for individuals with vision loss and mask, and that list has been posted on the MCB website. So number one is get a mask. You will need one. The stay-at-home order will be lifted soon. There'll be a lot more opportunities to get out and about and back to our new normal, which is wearing face masks and maintaining that six-foot distance. So due to that six-foot distance is that as a person with vision loss, you may be not able to judge accurately maintaining a six-foot distance. So you really should be having a mask when you are out doing your errands or outside. There are a lot of different types of masks. You may need to have to purchase a bunch of different types to get the right fit. A mask should fit securely and comfortably against the side of your face. I have purchased a number of different types of masks since I will be needing them when we go back to work. One thing that we have gotten reports on from people who are using masks and are visually impaired that, surprisingly, it's impacting one's facial vision, causing disorientation and may interfere with your O&M skills. This is really a new situation we haven't had a lot of experience with, but we think the disorientation will fade as you wear the mask more often. So first, don't get overwhelmed if you feel disoriented or have some discomfort on using a mask. We suggest that you start practicing using a mask inside or in familiar areas before you are traveling in outdoor, unfamiliar areas or on a long route. If you continue to have issues after practicing, please call the O&M department at 617-626-7581. 617-626-7581 and leave a message and an orientation mobility specialist will get back to you. Please be aware, as I mentioned before, there are a lot of different mask types out there. There are different fits, which may or may not work for everyone. It's a trial and error in finding the correct and best mask that might work for you. Get one that does not cover your ears but fits around them. I have them for different activities. I have different types of masks. When I'm going out for a walk in the woods, I wear a different mask than I would going into the office. Your face mask needs to fit securely and be comfortable, not having gaps around your face. You want to secure it with ties or ear loops. Allow for breathing without restriction. And this takes a lot of practice to get used to while you're walking or talking with a face mask. So really, it's not just putting a face mask on, but practicing and using it. The face mask should be able to be washed without damage and change of shape. So you want something that's pretty washable. Either you can wash it in the sink with soap and water or with your regular laundry. There are some exceptions to this order in regards to wearing a face mask. People who cannot breathe safely are exempt. If there's a behavior health diagnosis causing someone inability to wear a mask, communication with those who have to lip read, and if you are having supplemental oxygen to breathe, Those exercising outdoors and able to keep a physical 6-foot distance are also exempt. Fines may be issued after the second offense. In addition to wearing a cloth mask, you should continue to practice the other methods for Again, continue social distancing at times and remaining 6 feet away from others when you have to leave your home for essential trips. And this is why one should be wearing a mask when they're going out. You want to stay at home if you're sick or avoid close contact with others. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds using an alcohol-based hand gel with at least 60% alcohol if soap and water are not available. And you should be carrying some alcohol-based sanitizing with you while you're moving around in the community. You want to avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. You want to clean things that are frequently touched, like doorknobs and countertops that you're encountering with household cleaning sprays or wipes. Again, cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. Use a tissue or your inner elbow, not your hand, to cover the sneeze or cough. Some cities and towns have been or are setting up a community distribution program for masks for individuals who are over the age of 60 and or have disabilities. If this is occurring in your town, please contact your city hall to ask about how to get these delivered to your home. They should have a procedure set up in regards to getting something dropped off for people who don't have access to a car or can't get to the distribution site. It may take a couple of phone calls to figure out who the department is. It could be the Council on Aging, Public Health Department, the Fire Department, or Police Department, whoever is coordinating that distribution. We will be needing masks for some time, so it's good to have more than one. And please take advantage of these programs. Again, if you have any questions or you're having difficulty with your mask, please call the Orientation Mobility Department or MCB and we will offer whatever assistance we can. Thank you very much.